From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Zimbabwe's President Mugabe does not resign. Zimbabwe's longtime President Robert Mugabe has ignored a Monday due deadline to either step down or face impeachment. Mugabe made clear in a televised speech Sunday that he did not intend to resign.
Whatever the pros and cons of the way they went about registering those concerns, I, as the President of Zimbabwe, and as their commander-in-chief, do acknowledge the issues they have drawn my attention to.
The 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who's led the country since 1980, insisted the events of the past week were not a challenge to his authority and vowed to preside over high-level party meetings next month. People like Nyasha were surprised.
I was expecting his resignation, and I expect him, I would be happy for him, despite everything that he has done, to leave with dignity and to just walk away. The generals would have let him walk away peacefully and with his dignity, but he refused to do that.
Millions tuned in to radio and television on Sunday expecting to celebrate the end of what has been 37 years of Mugabe's autocratic rule. Iraq's top court ruled Monday that a Kurdish independence referendum was unconstitutional. The court said the decision should cancel the results of the vote in which an overwhelming majority of those who participated supported independence. Iraq's central government has repeatedly made known it saw the vote as illegal, and the Supreme Court ruled last week that no region was allowed to secede. Kurdish authorities accepted the earlier ruling, saying it represented a starting point for inclusive dialogue between the two sides to resolve their differences. This is VOA News.
I'm a convict. I'm an outlaw. I'm a rebel. I'm not a Sunday school teacher.
Charles Manson, one of the most notorious serial killers in U.S. history, died late Sunday at the age of 83. After 4.5 decades in prison, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation reporting he died of natural causes at a hospital. Manson and six of his associates were jailed in 1971 for a series of 7 grisly murders in the Los Angeles area over 2 nights in 1969. From a 1993 interview...
I never told anybody to do anything other than what they wanted to do.
The murders were supposedly inspired by the Beatles song Helter Skelter. Manson's most well-known victim was the 26-year-old American actress Sharon Tate, who was 8.5 months pregnant when she was stabbed to death by the Manson gang at the home she shared with film director husband Roman Polanski. An international fleet of ships and planes is fighting high winds and waves in the search for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44. An apparent distress call raised hope the crew was still alive, although pinpointing the vessel's location remains elusive. Argentine naval spokesman Gabriel Galeazzi said the search effort has been tripled with 11 surface ships and 10 aircraft from 7 nations. The last regular communication with the ARA San Juan was early Wednesday when the German-built diesel-electric submarine disappeared about 400 kilometers off the Argentine coast. A powerful underwater earthquake struck east of New Caledonia's Loyalty Islands in the South Pacific on Monday. It initially registered 7.0 magnitude, but Australia Geosciences seismologist Doran Ionescu said it was more powerful than that.
The actual magnitude as measured by us is more like 7.2. And we had also generation of small tsunami waves. It was a very shallow earthquake. Tsunami wave up to 1 meter.
It was the latest and most powerful of quakes that have rattled the South Pacific in the past month. At an emergency Arab League meeting in Cairo on Sunday, Saudi Arabia sought backing of other Arab countries for a united front against Iran and its Lebanese ally Hezbollah for their growing aggression and meddling in the region. Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abul Gait says that he hopes the Iranians will change their policies and behavior and hopes Tehran has received the message that there is Arab anger. The Saudi foreign minister cited the firing of a missile toward Riyadh from Yemen last month as an example of Iranian aggression. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.